Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in theaters or streaming.
Rare Objects is a film starring Katie Holmes, who also directs this film, Julia Mayorga, and Alan Cumming. Seen together, they're an assortment of people who have strengths but also a capacity for terrible upset.
This low-key drama was adapted from the 2016 novel by Kathleen Tesoro. The book was set in Boston during the Great Depression and dealt with the daughter of Irish immigrants. To make it more relevant to contemporary audiences, Holmes moves the action to contemporary New York and makes the main character the daughter of Latino immigrants. The general themes, however, remain the same.
Katie Holmes convincingly plays a mentally ill woman who meets another woman in a psych ward, and that woman is recuperating from having been raped. These two meet up sometime later in an antique store. The store owner is a man focused on beauty, exceptional quality, and he refers to an Asian concept that objects with repaired breaks are made more beautiful by what they've been through.
Holmes makes that Japanese technique of pottery repair called kintsugi a metaphor for embracing one's flaws and imperfections, a symbolic theme for her characters.
The haphazard slow pacing, the aimless dialogue made me ask myself, where is this going? Holmes' performance was the showstopper. She really captured what real mental illness can look like.
It's well-meaning and warmly embraces its flawed characters, but the rambling structure of Rare Objects prevents it from achieving much of an emotional impact. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.